fastest times because I was like, I don't know, 7 and didn't know what the fuck
and
I was
stupid
doing.
And uncoordinated.
And now I'm 30.
And stupid and uncoordinated. Check, please.
A moose bit me once.
I don't want to
literally.
I don't want to be Pauly Shore. Like, leave the party before the party leaves you. Like,
I need you to, you know, take me to the HR to the ER.
Eat some salt.
Consume, yeah.
Consume sodium.
Who wants to blow me?
Mm-hmm. Oh. Wow. Ooh. Hot damn.
Woo.
I am warm in the tummy.
Right to the nose.
Fucking A. Welcome to the Just Go Podcast. It's been 2 weeks, and this is the glorious return.
Yeah.
Oh, God. 99 Butterscotch. I am your host, Anton, with me, Jovi.
What up?
And Mike.
Hi.
Wow. Yeah, that'll warm you up in the winter for sure.
Too bad it's the summer.
Jesus Christ.
Wait, I gotta let the burn get... The burn says it's working.
Yeah.
So that's good.
Man, I'm the one over here with like terrible acid reflux and I'm already recovered.
No, see, the thing is it like it keeps wanting to come back.
Oh.
And my throat keeps telling it no.
Have you not had enough water today, dear?
I just had a whole bunch of water before we started.
Yeah.
Get a little bit of the seltzer cracker boy with the cold ones, ladies and gentlemen.
All
right. Oh man. Okay. Now that that is done. Holy shit. Indeed it has been 2 weeks. We have not been here. I will not explain what happened 2 weeks ago, but 1 week ago was wrestling, and that's why we were not recording, because Dynamite, so, you know, that's important.
Those assholes were putting that shit on Friday and Saturday.
Well, they had to compete with the fucking NBA, which, stupid.
Right.
They didn't have to, they chose to.
Well, yeah.
I mean, TNT told them to.
Which is why they're moving to TNA, right?
Not TNA.
Yeah, that's
TBS.
TBS.
TNA, no, is that
TNA,
other?
Yeah.
TLC.
No, they're just taking over TNA. Thank just God. Zack Ryder and AEW.
What do you think the conditions are? Let's say, like, in a fabricated world where AEW is picked up by TLC, what are some of the changes you think TLC execs ask them to make it TLC friendly?
The quote learning channel?
Didn't
they have Honey Boo Boo for like 10 years?
Was that TLC?
Yeah.
Well, shit, if they had it, well, then we're good.
Right. Yeah. I'm like,
if anything, they make it more obnoxious.
Yeah. I was like, Which is funny because, you know, the learning channel, Discovery.
One change I will request, more Jade.
More Jade Cargill. Yes. Yeah. More.
Fun fact, that's not a request. Do it.
More ebony goddesses, please. Can we get more of those?
In the world of media, more beautiful black women, please.
For sure.
And that's not just some, like, inclusive BLM or, like, I don't know, fetishism shit.
No, that's, like, an absolutely yes, please.
Yeah. Hey, the men, too. There's some real cute ones out there.
There's a lot of cute black men out there.
Isaiah Cassidy.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. Mark Quinn.
That's what I was thinking of, yeah. Yeah.
The double mohawks, I don't know what it is. It does it for me in a weird way, and I think it's because the level of confidence you have to have.
Well, did you see he now changed it?
It's all rainbow colored and shit.
Yeah, but it's one mohawk of braids braided together.
Dope.
In rainbow colors.
It's like as inclusive as you can be. Right?
Oh, I'm pretty sure, I could probably find out by a simple Google search, but I'm pretty sure that the acclaimed, at least homeboy that raps,
he's
gotta be gay. Yeah, at the very least.
At least bi.
He's out here making jokes and rhymes on shit about kissing the other male wrestlers and shit. He's like, so you can... He did one last week.
Oh, my God.
The line was something.
That's psychological warfare.
He was
Have you not seen Toy Soldiers?
That's true. That's fair. But he was like,
I haven't seen Toy Soldiers.
I'll stand on my money so that you can kiss me or something.
Yeah.
And, dude, the crowd fucking crickets. Not a single person reacted to that line.
Well, it was because the way he phrased it and the tone he gave it didn't make any sense.
He uses this weird cadence on the end of his rhymes. He's like, so you can kiss me. Like, nah. It's always same, like...
Even the beat he uses is, like, fucking 1996. Like, it's all very...
The Baddest Man of 1993, Snoop Dogg.
Right.
I thought you said the biased man. The most bi-curiousest man.
That's a fact.
That's just, I'm very curious. Whoa. I don't like the troll head. Yeah. What are we watching?
I don't know, some episode of Nitro.
It's on Peacock. What is it? Let me see the title of it. It's Best of Nitro.
No, it's just an episode. Oh, okay. Season 3, episode 27, July 7th, 1997.
Seven.
So many sevens.
6 minutes in. Go for it. Yeah. Who are these people?
Public Enemy.
Am I supposed to know them?
No.
No, not unless you know WCW or watch way too much Walt Culture or Cultaholic.
I don't know that I... there's a dude right in the there. Crowd wearing a troll mask, and not but a new one, not no, a new cute one where they're like no, blue and green. And
it's like a huge rubber one.
It's one of the old trolls, like the
red
old
hair, yeah.
ones.
Yeah, yeah. Terrifying one.
Oh wait, they changed trolls, didn't they?
No.
See, here's the thing: is they re-released them, so they like their face is basically the same, but they kind of softened everything. If that makes sense. So, like, it doesn't look as jarring as it did when we were kids? What, titties?
No, I love Sherry. Sister Sherry is just...
But to your point, no, I didn't.
Do you own any, Joey?
Trolls? Probably. Yeah. I was a 90s kid. I'm sure I probably did.
I know I owned a bunch of the ones that had the little gemstones and shit.
And their tummies?
And their tum-tums. But
instead of a fucking belly button, which most of them had, and that weird lump where genitals could be.
Yeah, the Ken doll syndrome.
Yeah, but it was, like, lumpier than Ken. Ken at least was, like, tighty-whities that were skin-colored, but trolls had a weird lump.
Well, okay, that's cancer, but whatever.
I remember specifically a birthday in which I got all four. You remember when they did the Ninja Turtle trolls?
Nope.
You don't remember that?
Nope.
I'm just not surprised because it's the Turtles.
Oh, yeah, like, I'm not shocked at all. They released Turtles, everything.
I mean, I was going to tell you to Google it, but you can basically imagine what it is. Take a troll, color it green, give it a headband and a waistband,
yep.
And then color the hair whatever color. Yeah, and that was basically it. I love those fucking things, though. I had those for years.
You loved every fucking Turtles toy you ever had in the same amount.
No.
Yeah, how dare you enjoy something, you prick?
Yeah, I know.
No, I didn't like.
Fuck me, right?
He just right said now. It like he loved it in any different fashion than every other Turtles toy that he's lamented, and I'm like, no, you just but loved all
true,
your Turtles.
That's
toys.
Not true though, because there were a lot of Turtles toys that I had that I didn't really care for. Like they were my toys and I liked them, but if I dumped all of them out on the floor, there was a handful that I would go to every time because those were my favorites. So like. The Mighty Max sets where it's like the turtle that opens up and you get a little mini playset. They do that with like Star Wars and all kinds of shit. Polly Pocket was a big one. Mighty Max. Like those were cool. The ones that had the little armor and you squeeze the legs and it'd be like click 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 and it would flip out like a long dick over their back and just some samurai armor. It's good shit. Those are my favorites, man. What was your favorite toy growing up?
At the Sega Genesis.
That's not a... No, come on. Okay, Ryan Scott. Like,
I
wish for more wishes.
That's practical.
Right. And Sega Genesis was a toy that came with extra toys.
It's a console. It's a video game console. What's your favorite? What was your favorite toy? Or one of your favorite toys that you would just consistently go back to day after day, at least once?
I don't know.
What about that robot, 2XL?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I guess it. I don't know. That would be.
I'm also younger, so. But those Bionicles.
Bionicles were dope.
Those were. I actually still. They're in a bag in my closet somewhere. I have most of them.
I used to have a huge Bionicle collection. My favorites were the ones that looked kind of like Reptile. Remember the CG, the first Mortal Kombat movie, the way Reptile looked, that like hunched over kind of CG lizard.
Oh, that Reptile.
Yeah, so there was a series. It was like the second or third generation.
Yeah, there were a few, yeah.
They had that thing on their back, the little little maggot or whatever.
Yeah.
Those were cool. Any toy that comes with extra accessories is super dope.
Oh, I guess I would have an answer. Mm. Was it Hot Wheels that had all the tracks that you could put together?
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
Yeah. And the little, like, speed things and the loops and the jumps and whatnot? Yeah, I used to get a lot of those sets, and then I would put them together in all sorts of various fashions because they also had clips to put them on, like, shelves and shit. And me and my brother had a bunk bed.
I don't remember those.
Yeah.
I never had the, like, all the ramps and everything. I had a bunch of the cars, but that Hot Wheels Stunt Track Driver...
Oh, the PS2 game?
Yeah, well, I played it on the computer because it just came with our computer, I guess.
Hot Wheels Stunt.
Yeah, yeah, it just came with our computer, our fucking, I don't know.
I'm pretty sure I had
Packard Bell piece of shit computer.
Oh my god, Packard Bell. Holy fuck, we had a Packard Bell. My god.
I played the shit out of that game. Like, that was probably the first time I can ever remember my dad and I both playing a video game. Not together, because it's, you know, it's a single-player thing, but, like, right. We both, like, he always had all the fucking fastest times, because I was, like, I don't know, 7 and didn't know what the fuck
and
I was
stupid
doing.
Stupid and uncoordinated.
And now I'm 30
and stupid and uncoordinated. Check, please. What's your, Jovi, computer game? You played him, right? Like, as a kid?
Yeah, my first computer game is the reason I have a tattoo for it.
Well, I'm not talking Wolfenstein.
Frogger? Oh.
That was your first computer game. So, like, once you started, I don't know, after that, what was it? What, give me, like, any game that ever stood out for you. Like, all the time I talk about Nox, that weird, like, Baldur's Gate precursor that kind of came out and, like, nobody fucking remembers, but it was dope.
Well, I mean, the Monty Python PC game was really cool.
I've still never seen that.
I have yet to. I'm never going to be able to play it again. I never got past the Holy Hand Grenade.
What is the game? Is it like a text-based adventure where, like, it plays a clip and then you click an option? Like a choose-your-own-adventure type deal? Or is it like Myst where it's like move around and then examine for things and like...
I'm going to say it's in the thread of like Sam and Max.
I never played Sam and Max.
And like Space Quest in those where it's like very... But it also is a Monty Python game, so that's why I just went, because there was a lot of things happening in every different level. And at the beginning of the game, you could try to, like, register it, but instead of actually registering the game as you would back in the day with PC games, it would ask you a bunch of random fucking trivia, or it would just spit something at you, and you have multiple choice. So it'd be like, a moose bit me once, and then you'd have four choices to answer.
Oregon Trail.
None of it made sense, but it was a lot of fun, and my favorite thing about it, of all the dumbass things, I'm sure I mentioned it before, at the beginning, like the opening start menu or whatever, you could click Find the Grail.
Oh, yes.
And it would just be like, congratulations, you won, goodbye, and then the disc would open up, or the disc drive would open up, and it would just spit the game at you, and it would close. And even as a kid, I was like, that's one of the funniest goddamn things I've seen in my entire life. Other than that, Virtual Springfield.
Virtual Springfield?
Yep. It had every goddamn Easter egg in reference to every episode that had come out at that point. You could explore literally the entire town of Springfield, people's houses, open their drawers.
It'd be dope.
At some point, you can go to Grandpa's retirement home and get into one of his drawers, and you can get the key from, what are they, the Kingfish?
That's my dildo!
I don't remember what he was a part of in the army, the Kingfish or something like that.
No idea.
And then you can get into, oh god, the weird fucking cult that Homer ended up in with everybody.
No clue.
Homer was in a cult?
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm asking, like, Simpsons hasn't already done literally everything.
Right, but yeah, you just wander around Springfield in every location you knew. And find every character you could possibly have known and just do stuff.
And really. Somehow games haven't gotten any more inclusive than that. In probably close to 30 years.
Right. Like, I don't know. That was a pretty dope game. I spent hours upon hours just trying to find more shit to do. I don't think I ever found all of the shit to do.
Do you ever fuck with the, you know, they had those, like, comic creator and cartoon creator programs? There was a Simpsons cartoon creator and animation program. Do you ever fuck with that?
Probably.
It was, like, it was real simple point and click shit. So like you, it would be like, oh, an animation of Bart walking, and you'd select it and move it to the whatever background you chose, and you'd be like, oh, I want it to last 5 seconds, and he needs to go from here to here. And it wasn't super involved. It was literally like, place him somewhere so that in 5 seconds he's off frame. Mm-hmm. And then you would just one event after another. And like, I don't know, it was very basic, but as a kid, I was like,
highly satisfying.
Yeah, I was just like, holy shit, dude, I'm making a cartoon. Like, because I mean, I was watching a lot of old Disney shit when I was a kid, and it was all hand painted and cells, you know, frame by frame by frame. And It's crazy. Technology is crazy.
I mean, I could tell you what, like, silly game I was way too into beyond my age limit.
Fuck yeah.
Math Blaster.
I fucking knew you were going to say Math Blaster.
Ben, fucking Math Blaster,
Ben, bro. And the Jumpstart, whatever games.
Oh, yeah.
Played the shit out of those.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Fucking Math Blaster.
Fucking Math Blaster.
I mean, I think there's something to be said for, like, a game that was supposed to be just, like, an early childhood.
An educational tool, and then people are like, dude.
Edutainment game, and then, you know, these fucking adults 30 years later is to, like, Math Blaster.
I had the one for, like, third grade, so it was just, like, times tables and shit, but, man.
I had one of the more advanced ones.
Yeah, third grade.
It was a little rough.
Right. The third grade one, real tough when I was 15 and high.
You should try it on expert mode.
X Games mode.
It just had like really dumbass jokes in it, and well, that was PC games really back in the day. My mom was way into Myst, and my family was way into Civilization.
I still can't get behind that. Civilization, I can kind of get behind.
I enjoy RTS games. I'm just fucking terrible at them.
Yeah.
Oh, I never said I was good.
No, I wasn't like accusing anybody of anything. That was my experience of like.
Playing
like Command and Conquer or, you know, Age of Empires. Fuck Age of Empires.
Yeah, I can't play
just
any
because,
of that.
Just game. Because I'm bad at it, not because the game sucks. I'm just fucking terrible at it.
Command and Conquer was always dope. What's that one that StarCraft. I tried that for the first time last year. And I was like, this is cool. It's like Command and Conquer's all sci-fi. Oh, there's so much cool shit. And then within the first 15 minutes of actually playing a level, I'm still being taught things. And I'm like, oh, fuck.
Yep. When I tried to play Elite Dangerous. I don't know if you're familiar with that game. Like, legit. It's a space traveling, you know, whatever. Like, you're just some spacefaring guy. But, like, you legitimately have to do.
It's like that one game.
Everything.
EVE?
I don't know.
Just all StarCraft.
I don't know.
Shit.
I'm sure.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know that game. But, like, you had to do everything. Like, I remember trying to successfully dock my ship in some station, and I couldn't for 25 minutes. And
I
quit. I
would quit, yeah. That'd be the end of that.
Because you have to do everything. Like, you have to engage stuff. You have to disengage stuff. You have to be this angle to properly dock with something. And you have to be not going at a certain speed or, like, you crash into shit, and I'm like, fuck this.
So it's the way more advanced version of Top Gun on the NES, basically. Trying to land that fucking
All
jet.
I could think of was the Kerbal Space Program game.
I know what you're talking about. I've never played it.
Yeah, but. The one where you have to, like, land the fucking landing gear or whatever the fuck you're supposed to. I don't know. I never actually played it.
I think that game's one of those, like building simulation games, right? Where you're supposed to, like, build a craft and then see if it holds up.
Oh, probably.
I really no idea. I just know it was one of those things people talked a lot about, and I tried it once, and I couldn't land anything, so I just quit.
I know Jack played it. I know Mark played it, too, I think.
Yeah, there was, like, that was a remake of the old one, wasn't it?
I have no idea.
I don't know. I don't know.
I know that's not helpful, but I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't really fuck with too many PC games that I remember. Granted, my knowledge in my childhood is very fuzzy.
Like computer game, like early computer games I remember playing would be Frogger, He's Back, like the reboot they did. Play the shit out of that. That soundtrack is like forever in my head. That Hot Wheels game I talked about, that if I owned it now, I would still play it.
Pretty sure I do own it.
Well, don't tell him that.
I mean, I'm sure I could find it for like a dollar or something. I'm sure no one gives a fuck. Shit, it's my life. Shit that I really, really enjoy, no one gives a fuck about.
The problem, though, being is that I'm sure you could find a copy of it, but your computer wouldn't be able to run it.
Sure it could.
No. See, that's the
thing. It'd be confused. But
it's a lot of the older games won't install.
No.
Like, if you're past their OS, like, if you're past Windows, 98, what was that one?
95.
XP.
Millennium Edition. Oh.
Yeah, if you're, like, past Windows XP or Windows 2000, like, some of those games won't even install. I have
one. There's a workaround for that, because I remember that happened with the other game that I played a bunch, the Brunswick Pro Circuit,
mm-hmm.
which is another game that came with our Dell when we got it, but which is hilarious because that game came out in like 1998 or something like that, and it's to this day it has the most realistic pin physics I've ever seen in a video game.
Go figure.
And I'm like, this game that's just shitty polygons has the best pin physics I've ever seen in my life.
Well, they were more concerned about the pin physics right. than the polygons, clearly.
There was only so much you could do in yeah. the way of visuals.
Yeah, in 1998, there's only so much you can do, especially when you're, you know, on a budget, which I'm sure they were, because I don't know who the fuck made that game, but it wasn't, you know, like EA or anything like that, so.
I think it's like you have to get, like, a virtual drive for it. I had something similar on my last laptop. It was like a Damon Tools image mounter or something like that.
I don't remember. I know, because I know what happened to me. Because it was either that game or something else equally as old that I was trying to play on my old computer. Well, new by that, you know, standard, but
right.
before the one I had now. I don't remember what the hell. It was like, I didn't even have to download anything. It was just like, my computer was like, yo, this game's old as fuck. I had to, like, update and update a driver, but, you know, you have to fuck with a driver.
Oh, you're like, revert it back
yeah, to get it to be like, oh, this is what you're trying to do. Okay, and then it runs it. Like, it's like a pseudo emulator kind of thing.
Gotcha.
Is what it was, but yeah, that was. Those three games that I mentioned at 5 minutes ago at this point.
I know Jovi should remember. You remember those three pinball games? There was like a dinosaur one.
I remember Space Cadet.
Yeah, I only like remember Space Cadet.
Not the one that came on the on your computer.
Oh, then yeah, I have no idea.
Fuck, it was like Magic or Dark Knight, Magic Knight. There was a dinosaur one and a space one, but it was like a three pack from Sierra Games.
Of course.
Yeah, because Sierra made all the good shit.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's another game. NASCAR Racing 2002 season.
Really?
That was another game I played the shit out of. And never well. I always turned around and went the other way and just tried to see how big of an accident I could cause.
That surprises me that you would even have that game.
Because?
You don't like NASCAR?
Now, yeah. Well, even then I really didn't care, but it was more so just like both of my parents watched it, so I kind of just...
Oh,
you were involved.
Like I was, yeah, I was aware of it. Like I used to have like favorite drivers.
Yeah.
Now I don't fucking care because it's like whatever. But
I used to like Jeff Gordon because everybody liked Jeff Gordon.
Nah, fuck him. He's a tool.
And he had a nice.
Actually, that's
car.
Not true. He's actually very articulate of a commentator now. But back in the day, fuck him.
When he was driving, fuck that guy.
Because you know I was 8 and didn't know how to form my own opinions, and my dad didn't like him. So
yeah.
That's 100% how that went.
Yeah.
Did I just see a...
For anyone who cares.
Yes, you saw Rodman.
Okay.
Yeah, they've been advertising.
And Dennis Rodman was very heavily involved in WCW for a while.
I'm surprised Hogan did a match with him.
Why? Because he's black?
Yep.
Yeah.
That's exactly why.
Oh, speaking of Hogan, there was a sign in the crowd that said, Hogan fears Rogaine.
That's true.
And I just wanted to mention that.
Dude's been trying for years to just convince us that, yeah, his hair is not receding like it is. He's not balding.
Now it's just way on the back of his head, like this one, like a rat tail, but all the way around. And, like, it's just fucking ridiculous. Like, bro, just please give it up. Yeah, just please give
You've
up.
You looked like that since everyone can remember, so why cares? Like...
Got an image to maintain, brother.
Like it, right. In my opinion, it's more shameful to cling to that, like, you know...
Little bit.
Not little... Yeah, not much, as opposed to just being like, all right, this is my fate. I'm just going to accept it kind of thing. I say as some, you know, a guy with really long hair, but, like, I, you know... Still. That's just in my opinion, like...
That's what I did.
Like, why? Right. Yeah, like, why cling?
I don't want to...
Literally.
I don't want to be Pauly Shore. Like, leave the party before the party leaves you. Like, just don't... Don't hang out past everybody and go into bed. Just get rid of the hair.
Because that's like when I started, because I have some gray hair, and I'm like, all right, whatever. This is just part of it now. Like, that's fine. I blame my ex for the gray hair, but,
I mean,
you know, I'm sure it's just coincidence, but either way, I'm gonna cling to that.
It might not be, though.
He said he's going to cling to it anyway.
I haven't gotten any more gray hair since we broke up, so.
Weird.
Crazy.
Weird. I'm just saying you don't see her and any new sprouting hairs in the same room anymore, so.
It's crazy.
Right?
Also, no one's ever seen me and Batman in the same room.
That's very true. It's very true.
Or any of us for that
matter. Yeah, we'd all be Batman.
Nobody's ever seen me in the same room as Poison Ivy, so who knows?
Because he's fake and not a superhero.
Yeah, and that's.
Yeah, I said it.
He's not. He's Todd. He's barely a detective.
I don't know if there's a Todd that listens to this.
Fuck you, Todd. It's a stupid name, Todd. Except you, Todd.
Todd Smith.
Yeah, Todd.
Unassuming name on Todd. The planet.
Just Todd.
Just leave it at Todd. Fuck Todd. Except you, Todd. You know who you are.
Yeah. You're cool, Todd. But the other Todd, fuck you, Todd.
All the other ones?
Every other Todd.
If your last name is Todd, cool.
And Tucker. And Braden.
And Blair and Brenton.
And Blair.
Jaden and.
Jaden and Tucker.
And Kyle.
Yeah.
The fuck is. Oh, Kyle. It is a weak name. It sends the image of toughness behind weakness. Kyle. It starts out strong and then it just fades. Kyle.
You have to have the inflection with it.
Kyle.
Like Cartman saying it.
Kyle.
Mom's being dead. Anyway. It's a good episode, classic episode.
For shizzle.
Sorry, I never got into the show.
So I mean, I wasn't really into it, but for a while there I was.
I liked Mr. Garrison.
Okay. Is that Mr. Mackey?
Yeah,
Mr. Mackey. It's been so long since I've watched that fucking show. I don't fucking know, man.
I don't remember ever being, like, totally into the show. I just remember.
Oh, like keeping up with it?
Yeah, I just remember that it's just been such a significant part of pop culture at this point.
Right.
That even me, who doesn't fucking pay attention whatsoever, is still aware of a whole fucking bunch of it.
Right.
Because I didn't like the show. You may be surprised, because they always killed the motherfucker wearing orange.
That's what did it. There's the vendetta.
That's
lies
all
strictly
it takes.
In the
that's
color.
All it takes. That's all of the fucking sports teams I like.
You'll never guess.
Orange.
You'll never guess who did actively keep up with South Park up until, like, even recent years until I told him to stop fucking talking about it.
Shane.
Dan.
Ah, you're both wrong.
Damn.
Steve.
Todd.
Hey, no, Steve.
Damn it.
Steve. Oh, man.
Oh, yeah, he fucking has, like...
Fuck you, Steve!
Every season of Family Guy, too, on DVD, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm calling you out, ass clown.
Fuck you, Steve!
Just make it really loud for no fucking reason.
Blows it out.
Of those shows, if I had to pick one, it'd be American Dad.
I mean, fair, I guess. I don't know.
Huh?
I didn't watch any of them with any regularity, so.
Yeah. I'm not a real fan. I just don't like the animation style.
Of, like...
I mean, that's fine.
Of all of them?
Of basically, like, Seth MacFarlane. I don't like his
got him.
His animation style.
South coming Park's, for you, motherfucker.
South Park's okay, but...
Oh, speaking of American Dad, friend of the show, Soren Bowie, it has his first full written episode all by his little lonesome on the 7th, and I'm very happy for him.
Good for him, man.
As a former fan of Cracked, or a fan of what was formerly... No, it's still Cracked. Cracked when it was good?
Formerly known as Prince?
Right.
Okay.
I don't know.
But, either.
Yeah. I just heard it on his
Congratulations,
Daniel's
Soren.
Podcast, and I was like, that's really cool.
Listener of the show.
When did we start this episode?
Yesterday.
Today.
Well, I mean, like, a time frame, because I'm still hiccuping from this fucking butterscotch bullshit.
I don't know.
That's interesting, man. You're one of the only people I know that actually gets hiccups when you drink.
Yeah, which is hilarious, because I don't drink, like, ever. We get all of the stereotypical fucking...
side effects?
Yeah.
Without any of the enjoyment.
Speaking of stereotypes.
What? Oh, fuck, no. Man. Come on. Why?
Fucking voice.
Hey, everybody. I'm Steve.
And I'm Izzy.
And this is Everything I Learned from Movies. And tonight. Like every night, we bring you questionable movies and pass the lessons that we've learned on to you, as well as we go over some great beer and funny third thing.
Yes, we're excellent beer reviewers, and as BJCP certified beer judges, we sort of know what we're talking about in regards to that. The movies?
So if you want to hear us talk about odd movies and Izzy talking about BJing,
woo!
Listen to us at eilfm.podbean.com. That's Everything I Learned from movies.podbean.com.
Hey, honey, are you ready to pop that top? Woo! My top!
Hey everybody, this is Sedge.
And this is King Kegel, aka Lightsaber Ninja.
And we're two of the three hosts of Gaming Casual. a gaming podcast where three idiots discuss games and the gaming industry casually. Sometimes we get along, sometimes we disagree, and sometimes we go on 45-minute rants about consoles that haven't released yet.
Hey, I'm innocent here.
Bullshit. Check us out on Podbean, Google Play, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts. New episodes release every Thursday.
And not for nothing, but every single person that listens to our podcast happens to be a genius and attractive.
I'm Harrison.
I'm Jordan.
Well, I am Harrison.
I'm fucking Jordan.
All right!
And we're the Grief Rio podcast. Let us be your unnatural Sherpa guides on this existential plane of mountainous game and movie exploration.
And don't forget about that spookiness that lives within us all, but mainly in you, you spooky bitch.
How dare I'm offended.
We've been voted the best podcast to listen to by many.
By many? That means a few. That's more than one.
Whistles to be merry. We'll see you on the next episode of Grief
Burrito. Yeah!
Yeah!
Hey guys, it's Kyle.
And Nick.
Do you like movies?
How about TV shows?
Pop culture?
Then check out Damn Fancy Dinosaurs.
For all your movies, TV shows, and pop culture needs,
you can find us on Podbean. Just search for Damn Fancy Dinosaurs. We're also available on Spotify and wherever you can get good podcasts.
Check it out now. Remember guys, stay fancy and enjoy the rest of the show.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, gotta say, you know, still, I thought it would wear off, but being undead,
primo.
Perfect. That void does not care. It's great.
Anyway, holy shit. You were talking about stereotypes? What's up?
Oh, yeah. So, before I was interrupted by the void, when was that? Was that, fuck, it was sometime this week. I don't remember. It was Wednesday. Yeah, it was Wednesday. Because, fun fact, my mom had to go to the ER.
Oh. Is she okay?
Yeah, I'll not gloss over it, but she just had low sodium because she was overhydrating.
Oh.
Is basically what happened. Obviously, we didn't know that at the time, but she had called me at like, I don't know, 7:30 p.m. Wednesday. And, you know, I'm just sitting at home doing whatever, relaxing, blah, 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 from working in the sun all day, so I'm whatever. Spent, but, you know, she calls me all, like, totally out of it, disorientated, nauseous, you know, the list goes on. From low sodium, there's a whole laundry list of bullshit that happens, but she's like, I need you to, you know, take me to the HR. to the ER.
Take me to HR
And I'm
now.
Like, fucking, I'm sorry, what?
Right.
Because she had been fine.
Right.
Because she'd been to the hospital on Monday, and everything was, like, not okay, but, you know, like, she was fine. Like, she went home and whatever. She was, you know, on the up and up, and then that was that Wednesday night. She was like, okay, like, fuck, I need to go to the ER. I don't know what the fuck's going on. You need to drive me. So I go, I'm driving, you know, out of where I live. I'm just on Highway 60 going towards the highway, and the cop pulls me over again, and I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? My mom needs to go to the fucking HR. I couldn't HR again. Because I'm just out of it. But because I know why this motherfucker is pulling me over. It's because my license plate is in my front windshield on the dashboard.
Right. Because your car has no mount.
Yeah, because there's nowhere to... Because as you just saw outside, we'll get there. Like, I'm just sitting in my car. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me, dude? Like, I don't need this. I do not fucking need this right now. I don't give a fuck about my license plate right now. Like, give me a fucking ticket. Call me in an hour. I don't give a shit.
Right.
Like,
I have to go.
I need to take my mom to the fucking hospital right now. Like, this is not, like, really. Are we doing... I don't have drugs on me. I'm not a fucking, you know, I wasn't speeding. I wasn't doing anything crazy. Other than have being, you know, a guy with long hair in a car in Jackson.
Well, that's your problem right there.
Right.
Is probably why this douchebag pulled me over.
Fucking
but
libtard.
Got me.
Spotting from a mile away.
Clearly. With all my plushies in my car. Yeah.
Yeah.
But the guy walks up to my window and is like, you know, hey, good, you know, evening, how are you? And I'm like, not great. Kind of was on my way to take my mom to the ER, but... Let's do this petty bullshit right now. That's fine. In, you know, lesser, more
right,
diplomatic
right,
words.
Right.
I told him straight up. I was like, I'm on my way to take my mom to the ER in the falls. And nothing. Didn't register with this douchebag. He's like, well, do you know why I pulled you over? I don't give a fuck why you pulled me over.
Right, did
I
you
just,
not hear the first part?
I just
part.
Told you I'm trying to take my mom to the fucking hospital. I was on the phone with her up until a minute ago when you pulled me the fuck over, ass clown. So what's the problem? My front license plate that's in my windshield right now? Okay. I know. I don't fucking care. Really don't. Really don't. In general, but specifically right now.
Right.
Especially right now, asshole.
In this very moment, fuck off.
And after me telling him, hey, you know, I'm trying to take my mom to, because she just, when she hung up, she was like, I have to call an ambulance. And I'm like,
that's right.
Fucking.
Oh,
like,
great. Yeah, that's what you want to hear.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, great. Well, I'm getting pulled over, so I can't really fucking do anything about it. Cool. So I tell this guy all this shit, and he proceeds to take 15 minutes to process my fucking information, and I'm just sitting because I still had my radio. I had turned my music down, but I'm still, you know, it's still rolling, right. And I rolled through like 3.5 songs, waiting for this fucker to come back.
Isn't it crazy how we have this like lightning fast Wi-Fi literally everywhere else except for police cruisers for some reason? Mm-hmm. Like,
right.
They're still running on dial up. I don't know.
Nah, they're always just looking for other reasons to have you in custody.
Mm-hmm. And I'm just sitting there, like, the whole time, like, I swear to fucking God, like, if I get to the ER and anything has happened because of this fucking douchebag...
I'm suing the whole fucking police department. Fight
it's
me.
Like, really? Like, yeah, technically, I guess it's illegal to not have a front license plate in the state of Wisconsin because we're retarded, I guess.
Right.
Yeah, but you have it in the light,
yeah,
in
like
the front
it's,
windshield.
It's visible in the front of my car. If you're looking at the front of my car, you could fucking see it.
Right, which, as far as I understood, is all you needed was to display it in some fashion.
You would think. Not to this ass clown.
All right.
Because
he finally came back with the, you know, the fix-it piece of paper, have it signed with the, for my front license plate, and also, because he had nothing better to do, because I have my, not anymore, but the registration sticker was in the middle of my license plate because the corner is all fucked up because you can't see it.
Right.
Whatever. Gives me shit about that. Gives me a 3-minute lecture about how that's wrong.
Oh, fuck off.
And I'm sitting
mom,
here like...
Mom, hospital,
I'm,
asshole.
I'm sitting here like, 20 minutes ago, I told you my mom needed to go to the ER. What are we fucking doing right now? Like, is it because I have long hair and you were just trying to find shit on me? Like... I got pulled over I probably mentioned that I got pulled over for my license plate like 2 months ago.
Yeah.
And the lady was like, yeah, technically it's illegal. Do something about it. Cause it was in my trunk. Cause I didn't have I just got lucky that my dad had an extra plate mount laying around.
Oh yeah.
Cause I didn't have one. Like I wasn't given one. Point being is like, it's in my front windshield.
It's
you
visible.
Can fucking see it. Like you can see it in the front of my car. And then this guy is like, nope, needs to be on the front of your car. Fuck you. And I'm like, no, fuck you, buddy. Like, what do you want me to do about this?
I think maybe you should take your shitty attitude and, I don't know, write a letter to fucking Mazda and ask them why their cars right. don't all have license plate mounts
like,
on the front of them.
Yeah, if it's illegal to have a car without your front license plate mounted, every dealership should have to have a mount on their fucking car.
It should be illegal to fucking manufacture shit that isn't up to spec like that. Like, that's the whole reason we have safety belt standards mm-hmm. and airbags yeah. and shit like that. So, mm-hmm. anyway.
So, as you guys saw, on the front of my car now is just that stupid fucking mount with my license plate on it, zip-tied to the grill of my car.
Which is, you know, super safe.
It's, right. I honestly hope it falls off and I never see it again. It'd be like, yep, sorry, I did what you asked. Go fuck yourself. I tried. Eat me. Change your fucking dumbass law. It doesn't matter. Because who, like... Not to like sidetrack myself, but like how the fuck does that matter?
Right.
Who does that? The like, only thing I can think of because I was talking to my mom about this while we were at the fucking ER till almost 1 a.m. was that the only thing we can think of is just for like if it's some sort of accident over like witnesses can see the front of your car and see your license plate and I'm like, anyone who's gonna give enough of a fuck to try to figure out what your license plate is. They will walk to the back of your car.
Right.
Like, how the fuck does this even matter?
See, in Florida, it was as long as you had one. So, like, you could have on the front of my Jetta, I had one of those. It was just a purple metallic background, and it had the Decepticon symbol in mm-hmm. silver on the front
yeah,
of it.
Yeah, just something,
so
like, yeah.
Yeah, you can just have decorative plates as long as one of them is on your car
yeah,
visible.
Yeah, it's the proper, yeah, right. registered plate, whatever, yeah.
I never understood that. When I got up here, I'm like, what do you mean I can't have I can have a decorative plate. You sell them at 7 Mile Fair, motherfucker. Yeah. Right. You sell them at every carnival and fair, every county fair that comes through here has a fucking booth that sells decorative license plates, and we can't use them?
We also sell fireworks in the state, which is also illegal. So,
you know, like go huge warehouses of fireworks, but don't buy them.
Yeah, don't buy them.
If you use them, I swear to God. But, yeah, that was a whole thing, and then I finally, I don't even remember when the fuck I got to the hospital in La Falls, but she had already been admitted for however the fuck long. And then we were sitting there for, like I said, we were there till probably 1 a.m, and I think she got admitted at, like, just after 8.
Jesus.
Yeah, sounds about right.
Yeah.
Which, yeah, because, I mean, like I said, it was just low sodium, so she just needed fluids and time to, like, you know, slowly.
How much water was she drinking?
A lot, apparently.
Like, the fuck? She drinking, like, gallons a day?
I was going to say, I used to drink a
gallon. A gallon a day was my goal when I was trying to, lose all that weight, was just... make sure you finish this gallon. Like, you can have a little more or whatever, don't go crazy, but just make sure you finish this gallon every day. So, I don't know, I'd imagine you gotta be, like, talking, like, 2 gallons plus.
I think her problem is she doesn't eat a lot of salt in the first place, or can consume a lot of salt in the first place, but also drinks a lot of water, and it just kind of snowballed.
Well, you need to, if you're going to drink a shit ton of water, you got to be eating some salt to balance that out.
You would think, but my mom's one of those weird people where, like, if anything has any kind of sugar, even, like, you know, sucralose, fake bullshit, she's like, no, fuck you, I'm done. Not having any of that. Because that was, when we were there, I'm, like, looking up, like, zero sugar Gatorade. And she's like, no, it has whatever in it. And I'm like, is zero sugar Pedialyte a fucking thing? It is. But also, she's like, no, because it has, because I was going through the list of shit, it's got sucralose in it. And she's like, no, that's, my body, no. So she's just kind of one of those people. But like, at the same time, because I thought even like the doctor was like, so I'm pretty sure what, because they had, you know, obviously they did blood work and shit while they're giving her fluids and stuff. And the doctor is just like, so I'm pretty sure what happened, I'll come back when everything's conclusive, but what I think happened, you know, just trying to like, because she feels like dog shit.
Right.
You know, she's just laying in the bed, like, just fucking feels awful, just dry heaving, you know, all this shit. And the, you know, the doctor comes in and is like, I'm pretty sure, based on what preliminary stuff we're seeing, I'm pretty sure it's that you just have low sodium and you, like, might be just, you know, hydrating too much. And which, obviously, that's what was happening, honestly. But it was just, it wasn't funny to me, obviously, but I'm just sitting there like, yeah. Because, I mean, obviously my mom's, like, out of it, so she's kind of, like...
You're, like, dumping Lowry salt in her mouth.
It's like, no, you're wrong.
Hurry up!
But, yeah, that was just, like, a perfect, like, 1-2. Like, are you, like, really? Is this what we're doing right now? Like, not so much her, because, like, that, like I said, she had been at the hospital on Monday because she had been feeling weird, and nothing conclusive came of it. So, like, obviously, she had already been... out of balance sodium wise.
Right.
And then obviously, like, because what I think happened is that she got all that, like, you know, like that sort of like that health spook, and she went even harder with the water and just like really
just really drove it. Fucking like, jumped off of that cliff.
Because like her sodium wasn't even like bad. Because I don't remember what numbers they gave in the first place because it was just medical jargon to me.
Right.
But the lady was like, yeah, your sodium's at, I don't know, pick a number that's low, I guess. I
mean, 14.
Yeah.
You'd be dead, probably. I don't know. But, like, it was low, but it wasn't, like, out of range of normal. It was just that she had been drinking so much water that it, like, diluted it, is basically what that lady was saying. And that's why she felt everything she did.
Right.
Joy.
So, don't drink too much water, folks. Eat some salt.
Consume, yeah.
Consume sodium. It's like the, what is it at work? We have sodium chloride tablets.
Yum.
And I was looking at it one day and I'm around, I'm like, salt? just a salt tablet? Why? And he's like, well, you know, you overhydrate, you need salt. Salt tablets. Mm-hmm. It's just like, why not just eat salt? He's like, you want to do that?
No.
I'm like, not really.
And it's like, well, I mean, honestly, if it calls for it, like,
right.
I'll have
just make a bag of popcorn, or
fuck that. Get me a nice, give me some
just
nice
get a nacho.
Top ramen.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I told my mom. I was like, you need to eat more fucking burritos, all right? Like,
you need to eat some ramen, some burritos. You need to eat something once a day that just has a ludicrous amount of salt in it.
Right.
You need, what is it? The that huge nacho.
Yeah, the whatever. Nacho party platter from Taco Bell that has a sodium warning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which can we, all right, first of all, I have to I got to talk about that for a second. Assuming you're...
yeah, that was... Okay. That was
well, I'm glad your mom's okay.
Right.
And it was just something, you know, overhydration, something simple like that. But on the note of sodium, I mean, just those nachos. Like, fuck the sodium warning. How terrible is that? You're going to take nachos, which already have a very limited shelf life of about, you know, 5 minutes after you fucking put the cheese on them. And you're going to offer that as a takeout and delivery in a cardboard box, probably lined with wax paper.
Most likely.
It's party-sized.
Yes. It's just, you're carrying a steam box for your, what you're doing is you're taking your nachos and you're returning them back into tortillas.
Right.
You are putting them in a rice cooker.
Right.
It's just the most terrible shit. I don't understand why. And I'm sure people...
And they put it on the bottom of your bag, probably.
Oh, yeah, because well, it's big.
Yeah, if it fits the bag anyway. I don't know.
They give you one of those giant bags that they hold sideways when they give it to you.
Doesn't that come with a handle, though? Doesn't that thing come in one of those, like, the party, the taco party pack boxes? Or is it, I'm pretty sure it's got the handle. Because, you know, that's what makes you look like a badass walking into a party as a box full of nachos.
Who wants to blow me? I've got, 75 tacos.
Just... Shitty, soft nachos.
I will say, unrelated to what you're talking about, just in terms of Taco Bell, up until a month ago, I had never actually ordered any combo meal ever from Taco Bell.
Well, they're too big.
Hold on.
Okay.
As I'm looking out the window, not at anybody.
It's got a thousand-yard stare.
My God, they don't know. the Cravings box is a fucking hell of a deal.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Taco Bell is not paying for this. I 100% back this until they get rid of it because I find out how much of a fucking deal it is.
Right.
Because it's $5.
Right.
You get, like, a main thing, like, you know, Cheesy Gordita Crunch, Chalupa Supreme. Those are $4 by themselves.
Right. Yeah.
Then you get, like, a bean burrito, some sort of, like, side thing, soft taco, Doritos Locos Taco.
Yeah, I think it's a Doritos Locos.
It's a list of stuff.
Yeah.
But so that's $6 at least right there. Then you get, like, the potatoes or the cinnamon twists or the chips and a drink.
Right.
And that's $5.
Right. Which is...
That's dude, now I just fucking, want Taco Bell.
You're welcome. Let's go.
We can't do fuck anything about this. Fuck it. We already took 2 weeks off. Fuck them.
That's the end of the show. We're getting Taco Bell.
You just hear all the microphones fucking crash on the ground.
I fucking quit.
It turns into a Taco Bell ad for 45 minutes. But, like, for real, that's, like, now it's a staple until they get rid of it when they find out that I like it. So after this podcast airs.
Right.
Taco Bell listeners of the show, hey, we're still waiting on that sponsorship deal. BB, what are you doing? Mommy. So, Jovi.
That was
yes,
interesting.
Dear.
Anyway.
A lot has happened in 2 weeks. You want to give us a brief rundown of some of the shit that's happened with you in the last 2 weeks?
Do it.
I don't have a job.
Right. Well, that happened two weeks ago.
Yeah.
Is shitty, but yeah.
Good stuff has happened. Come on.
I don't remember a lot of things. What you tell me what happened
I
to
still
me.
Showed up, even though there was...
I know there's something he's getting at, and I'm like, what?
Well, what about your interviews, man?
Oh, yeah, that.
That.
Oh.
Yeah, oh.
Oh, you want to talk about that?
I have an interview next Thursday for a pharmacy, and I just had a video interview with a location of Games Workshop, potentially to be the store manager.
Dope.
So, yeah.
I'd clap, but that would fuck our sound up, so I'm not going
to
do that.
I just have to pretend I know anything about Warhammer.
Why would you want to do that? I mean, yeah, do it.
Because Games Workshop no longer carries anything but Warhammer.
Woof.
Yeah, I didn't know that until the interview. I was like, I haven't been to one in forever. I just like nerd stuff.
To be fair, if they're still, like, existing as a store, solely doing that, good for them, I guess. Know your demographic, but that just seems weird to me. But
seems like a very limited market.
I don't give a shit about minis, so I'm already out.
That's fair.
But good for them, and you,
yeah,
for that matter.
I mean, fingers crossed, knock on wood, etc. But that is a, what was it? What did I tell you? $38,000 a year salary?
Oh, 75 an hour.
$10,000 more a year than I make.
Yeah.
I
did the math.
12.
It's
$12,000 more a year than I make.
I did the math. It's roughly, I mean, after taxes, probably just under $700 a week.
But still, I mean, fuck.
Right.
Yeah. Either way.
Oh, whew. No, $1,400 paychecks.
Ugh.
If they're weekly.
How will you survive?
Right.
Let's start there.
Right.
Jesus.
How could I possibly survive on $2,500 a month?
Yeah, because
if politicians can't survive on $100,000 a year, how the fuck
God, we're
do
doomed.
We make it work? Putting the three of us together with that salary, we're fucked.
Her weekly is going to be my entire bi-weekly. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah, that's what's been fucking me up the most, not to, like, commandeer this point, but that's what's been really just messing with me the most since I've gotten my new job, where I make in almost 1 week what I did in 2 weeks at Target, and I get paid every week.
Oh, like, so you really don't know what to do with
that,
huh?
Yeah, I'm like, it's ridiculous. Not that I'm, like, dumping money into shit, because I'm being smart about all these cards I'm buying, relatively speaking. Obviously, buying cards is kind of fucking dumb. Well, but
hobbies in general, as far as, like, finances go, are dumb. But
it's just, like, burning money, honestly. But to be fair, I've made, like, I'd have to check, actually, but I'm pretty sure I've made well over $1,000 just selling cards.
Nice.
I gotta start getting into the Final Fantasy game, man.
Yeah, apparently.
The Pokemon game is not treating me good.
Yeah, should we go over the synopsis of it?
So, yeah, Mike showed up with two full booster boxes of the new set for Pokemon. Chilling Rain. Sword and Shield, Chilling Rain.
Fantastic art.
Yeah, great fucking art on the
cards. Terrible value.
Yeah. So,
to be fair, that makes it sound like the whole set is garbage. It's not.
No, it's not a garbage set. There's a lot of just good art in there.
The art that's in this set is like
not
woefully,
valued appropriately.
Based on my, you know, not expert opinion, I can't even draw stick people well, so I'm not gonna act like I know anything about art. But
I mean,
you do. So
if you're not familiar, just Google like Pikachu V or Pikachu V Max card. Put card at the end of it. Don't just Google Pikachu V. That's probably not a great one.
Ad porn.
Yes, ad porn. Rule 34. But it's like these beautiful art cards that are worth like $1 to $4 each. Mm-hmm. And you're like, I don't understand.
You're just looking at the card dumbfounded. Like, this is amazing. Like, if I had a tenth of the ability to make this level of art, I'd be so happy with my life. And then you look at the value of it and you're like, what?
Y'all aren't paid enough to make this art.
Not for nothing, though. Like, Pokemon traders and sellers and collectors are real finicky. Like, they want the card that they want, and they want it for a certain price. And they're going to do whatever they can do to prove to you that it's only worth that price that they want to pay for it. Mm-hmm. And then they just fuck off. Like, that dude that was buying whole lots and shit, we were trying to talk about it and strike a deal. And I was like, oh, it's valued at $575. And he's like, well, I can't do, excuse me, $575. I was like, okay.
I can do 573.
I was like, well, what are you comfortable paying, offering for him? And he tried to do that shit where I lowball myself. And he's like, no, what do you want to pay? What do you want for them? They're your cards.
At 575.
And I was like, bro, of course I want what they're worth. But you said you can't do that. So let's negotiate.
Give me a number. Like, don't try to fuck with me. Give me a number.
And it was like 3 days. And I finally messaged him like, dude, do you want to make a fucking offer on these cards or not? In less aggressive terms, but... And you just never
more
responded.
Diplomatic about it, yeah.
And I'm just like, you know what? I'm so
like,
all right,
fuck
over, dude.
That's why, with everything I've sold, I've like always tried to lowball. Either if everything listed, like if the other sellers are listing it higher than the market value, I'll lowball them. Just because I work 40 hours a week, I don't give a fuck. I'm just trying to make money on the side, and getting rid of these cards that I don't need. If we're being completely honest, like yeah, that kind of sucks for the people who may or may not be selling this stuff for a living, but honestly, if they're selling only Final Fantasy cards for a living, they're dumb.
It's also quite impressive. if that's your only means of income.
Yeah, if that's your, you know, your spectrum is just Final Fantasy cards, A, good for you for somehow making that work, but also, you probably aren't, so I don't feel bad because I'm just, like, it's ridiculous not to get super into it, but the amount of booster boxes I have bought of the newest Final Fantasy set is crazy. Like, I remember buying, like, two booster boxes of, like, Opus 3 or whatever way back in the day when Dylan got me into Final Fantasy, and I was like, dude, I'm living like a fucking king right now. I've got two booster boxes of Opus, I don't know, whatever. It was, like, three or something. But now, like, with all the shit I've sold and everything else, I've probably purchased, like, 17 booster boxes of cards and then turn that around into, because like I told you before, where I bought for the new set that comes out in like a month or whatever, I bought six, like a fucking case, I bought six boxes with just in-store credit from selling shit. Like, it's ridiculous. And that's just, that's, it's 95% just because I have a problem. Let's start there. I really just, like, opening cards is just, like, fulfilling
fun,
to me.
Dude. Yeah. It's satisfying.
And, like, I want to have, you know, the complete collection. But at the same time, I had a complete collection of the current set, like, 2 weeks into it being out. And then I just kept buying more shit because it's like, well, I'm making enough money selling this shit to just, you know, keep pouring into it. I've put maybe $60 of my own actual money into buying boxes where it's like, you know, your store credit gets you like...
Gets you three quarters of the way,
yeah,
but you got to kind of reach for the finish.
Yeah, you have to like the, when I was buying that case, those six boxes, I legitimately only paid $8 of my own money.
Wow.
To do that. And I'm like, that's a fucking win for me. Abso-fucking-lutely. Like,
yeah, that's awesome.
It's just, I mean, it's like I said, it's ridiculous. It's funny to me just thinking of like, you know, when you're just holding like that, no one gives a shit, but the Full Art Lightning card from Opus 13.
Oh, yeah, that you were looking for. I remember
that. Yeah, that is like a $300 card. When I got one of those, I was the first time. I'm just looking at it like, it's just, it looks like it literally every other card from the back, and then you turn it around and then somehow... Like, I mean, yes, that card looks dope as hell and it's gorgeous, but it's like, really? This,
it's worth a dollar.
This is worth, like, it probably cost them a nickel, maybe, to make this card.
Well, yeah, but that's the artificial inflation of it all.
Well, I know. I'm not getting into all that, but it's just funny, like, it's like this tiny-ass piece of cardboard is going to pay for 2.5 more boxes of cards by itself.
Gets turned around.
Mm-hmm.
Spit back out into the world.
Yeah, it's just... It's funny and fantastic to me because it's working out. Obviously, you know, not every box was primo a dime.
Right.
But like, I still, like I said, it's got to be, I'll, when I get home, I'll check because they give you like a promo card in every box. And I have not sold any of them because no one wants them because they're not worth anything. But
they're
still in the little plastic, whatever cellophane that
they
came
in. Yeah,
like
the one you gave me.
Yeah. They're still in those and I could go home and count them. And let you know how many that is. It doesn't matter. That just sounds like me being, you know, like, oh, I've got so many cards. It's like, no, it's just like, this is how much shit I've been able to buy just by selling these cards. And it's just, like, ridiculous to me because it's like, it's just paper.
I'll have to take notes. We'll have to have a, we'll workshop.
I mean,
we'll
I like, it's like I was, the beginning of this conversation, I lowball everything. So, like,
nothing, Jovi?
What?
You're not, she wouldn't even listen to it. I was like, you're not going to call me on the use of workshop?
Oh.
I said it specifically so you would call me on it.
Sorry.
Like, I will workshop it.
Nobody says workshop.
Do you want to...
You just did.
Before we go, because it's actually getting to be about that time.
Damn, I'll shut up.
Do you want to give everybody a tank update? It's been 2 weeks, and a lot has happened.
Oh, I get to do it?
Yeah.
I was wondering if you were going to do
it. Why weren't you going to ask me? I don't know fucking anything about this. Why wouldn't you ask me?
I can't think of any reason why, honestly.
Guys, there's water, there's fish, there's other stuff, there's plants. You're welcome. Anyway, moving on.
Did we talk about the loss of life?
No, that happened in the break.
Oh, yeah. One of our OG boys, actually, Eris, our mustard gas that was in our 10-gallon, I wouldn't say passed suddenly. We had, Well, Mike heard his bitch about it when we weren't recording. Probably a solid month of trying to get him to be happy. Cause he was swimming around with his fins, like...
Completely
I don't know if it was,
retracted.
Yeah, like, I don't know if that's pine coning or not. I'm still trying to understand the definition of pine coning.
It's like slim lining.
Yeah. I guess pine coning's related. Excuse me, sorry. He passed. We did everything we could to make him happy. More plants, more hidey places, because that's really all betas want, is more plants and more hidey places. and he was acting weird happy for a while. I don't know how else to describe it, because he would, when he saw our faces, would swim up to us, do a full fan, like, look at how pretty I am, and he'd make a couple of bubbles, but then he would just, like, go back to a hole. Mostly the new one, we had gotten, like, a tall, hollowed-out log kind of thing, and he would just kind of go back in there. To only return when he could tell we were nearby. And after feigning happiness for a while, Anton came home one day, and I think I was watching movies. And I was like, I don't know, I just saw him before I started this movie.
Yeah, he came home.
And he comes home, and he's like,
I just saw him? I went over and said hi to him, and then sat down for a while, and I was watching the movie with Jovi. And
then he was like, I hadn't seen him in a while. and like goes back and looks in the tank, and he's like in the back corner of the tank, laying down dead out of nowhere. And I was just, well, I mean, as I have now come to do, I've realized that my first reaction to grief is very obvious in the cycle of grief. I immediately just start repeating no now when things or people die. So I was just like, no, when you, because he just goes, I think we lost him. I was like, no, no.
He's right here, you idiot. What do you mean we lost him?
And he's like, I don't, he's laying in the back on his side, babe, and I don't think he's breathing. I was like, no. And got up and I saw him and then sat back down on the couch very promptly and cried a whole lot. So we still have him in the freezer, which sounds really weird if you've never frozen a pet. It's a thing you can do. We're debating different ways to preserve him. He still looks okay-ish. We're either going to preserve him or use him to help grow our bamboo, which is also a very popular thing to do with betas, is put them in a planter. They're really good for plants, and also then you kind of have them
still. They're in spirit.
Yeah, you know, it's better than... First of all, it's illegal to flush them. So, fun fact that we didn't know until this fish died, it is illegal in the States to flush your fish, even dead. So we're not doing that.
I mean,
that.
Honestly, like, as it kind of should be, because that's...
You can introduce weird like bacterium and, like, if yeah. if they're, like... If they are female and happen to be have been holding eggs, or
yeah, then that's obviously like a whole...
Yeah, that's a whole fuckery thing, which is also why, like, don't get rid of snails, but...
But... So while I'm thinking about it, remind or ask me about art for him after we're done.
Okay.
I have an idea, but I don't know how well it'll work.
Okay.
So,
well, thank you. But to fast forward a bit, we had already basically told ourselves that either when we did tank upgrades, which I don't think our 20-gallon really needs one as much as we thought it did, but that's not the point. We decided we really wanted to try to do a sorority. And for everything we had researched on them, because
what's their
us,
name?
We haven't actually named the sorority itself, but spoilers. But we decided we really wanted to try that, which, if you didn't know, you can have multiple female betas together. It's very touch and go. They have to have a lot of hiding places, et cetera, et
cetera. I'm sure you have to work out a whole bunch, like... When I was here last time, where you have to kind of be like, are you guys cool?
Dude,
you cool?
Yeah. Like, and it's a lot of that. Even, I don't know, what would you say for the first 3 days per one we've added?
Yeah.
You really have to watch them, because they can fucking turn on a dime and suddenly just not like one of the other ones. And then a decision has to be made of who goes back to the store. We have returned three?
Two.
And
trial and error.
Yeah, basically. Obviously, it's... With all fish, you put them in the tank in whatever they came in for a while, keep an eye on it, and fucking hope for the best once you see that they're settled, or if you see that they're totally not, then you just never take them out of their cup.
Have you tried mood what?
Mood music?
Mood music and or candles.
No, because
I've
betas...
had one seltzer.
It turns out betas are actually very sensitive to music, so you have to be careful with them.
So play some, like, I don't know, Roger. Zappin' Roger. Boys to Men, something.
But we do now officially have a working sorority. We just added our sixth baby girl, which I hate the word sixth on the side. Mike got to name our orangest one, which is now more red than she is orange, but that's perfectly fine.
It's very very Pac-Man.
Yeah, that's Cassandra.
Based on the theme, but that's, yeah.
So we got Mars and Cassandra first, right?
Yeah.
And then we got...
Mars is a koi.
Yeah, we got a koi placket female for $3.99 at PetSmart.
Because PetSmart's run by a bunch of fucking idiots.
Yeah, they...
PetSmart. Yeah, the comment I made before. we've confirmed once and for all, internet, they are not... Pet Smart.
No.
They are, in fact, just a Pet Smart.
Yes. So
you're welcome.
So we have that baby and Cassandra, the kind of see-through, kind of red, kind of orange one. And then we got two blues, Mercury and Melody. Melody had to go back. She tried to eat everyone.
Yeah, Melody was not friendly.
She tried to eat everyone. That's not even. Yeah, she was. That was not even an over exaggeration. Mike saw it. Anton was at the store, I think, the day we got her, and we let her out, and everything seemed fine, and then, like, I'm watching them, and I just suddenly just grabbed the cup, put water in it, and, like, grabbed the net, and was like, no. Because very, very quickly turned and tried to hurt everybody, which now I know what it looks like when two, at least female betas fight. It's very weird. They, like, try to bite each other's gills off. Luckily, nobody got injured, and then we got another blue one, blue-green. The first one's a blue-red. Not that any of y'all care about that much detail, but then we got Jupiter. Now you know. And then we got a white one, which I named Artemis. And now we just got our only glow beta, because she was small and sad and very pretty and looked oddly healthy, because if you look at glow betas, they look sickly. They all look sickly. Like, their spines are all fucked up and all sorts of awful shit. But we found one that looked small and sad but healthy and very bright. And she's a pretty lady. We have yet to name her. But they're all getting along.
So, yeah, just a recap for you. So we got Mars, Mercury, Jupiter, Cassandra, and Artemis, and one that is yet to be named.
So, you know, guess which one I named.
Yeah.
Fully aware of the theme. This was not like I walked in and y'all were like, so pick a name for a fish. Like, no, I knew. Like I said, very Pac-Man.
Yeah.
Inky, Blinky, Pinky, Cassandra.
Clyde.
Yeah.
Todd. Inky, Blinky, Pinky, and Tucker.
Yeah.
It would have been better if I did that.
Right. Tucker.
But her name is like, you have to say it at a particular inflection.
Tucker.
Cassandra. I've taken to the habit of calling them Miss and whatever their name is. Anton has taken to shortening all their names, and I'm trying not to be a salty, salty bitch about it.
Yeah, yeah. And I've taken to not knowing who the fuck any of them are, because I'm just honestly a lazy
fish.
Asshole.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, like Anton said, they're not your fish. We almost got an orange glow beta and handed it to you like we were going to gift it to you and then put it in our own tank.
I mean, if it had been a plant, I can handle that.
Oh, so I should give you one of our bamboo stalks and be like, here you go.
No.
No, not that kind of plant. Not one that takes a lot of effort.
Let's start here. No. Marigold? Sure, absolutely.
Bamboo?
Because I actually
no.
like marigolds, so I'll be like, yeah, I'll try to keep that fucker alive.
And we do still have healthy bamboo from when we went to Moe's. I think that was before our last episode before break, wasn't it? Yeah, it's growing.
Yeah, because I remember you guys were talking about, you were like, the white trash that went in there, like, oh my god, bamboo, I need it.
You're right. It was,
honey.
No, the worst part was, is
arms
we were
flailing.
No, we were like actively checking out, and I glanced over because it's like right, it was right by the front door. We're like,
thing.
Yeah. And I'm like, I was just like, and I need this right as he's like beeping the last thing. And he just kind of looked at me. And the worst part was, is we got home and they had just posted, look, we have bamboo. And I was like, no.
I wasn't there, but I'm like, I'm picturing you're like, you had, they had just scanned the last thing, and then she's like, I need this, and you just have that like moment with the cashier where you're just like, oh my god, we're white, I'm so sorry.
I kind of did, like,
yeah,
like she
even
walked
I
over,
looked at him like, I know.
She went towards the bamboo and I was like, fuck, we're buying bamboo today. All right. And she grabbed it and just literally came back and was like, I need this, and set it on the counter.
That reminds me.
Dude looked at me. I looked at him. And, just
and I looked
nodded.
At both of y'all like, I know.
And he scanned it.
It was like both of you at the same time roll up your short sleeve and be like, we're white. Sorry. We're sorry.
I think it's okay.
And there was the like, there was that instinctive moment where I wanted to like be like, no, I want to see if I can grow it and put it in my fish tank with my bait. Nope. Explaining that it's going in my beta tank.
Ooh.
Yeah.
In my fish tank with my beta.
Yeah.
Sorry, we revert back to 2005 or whatever the fuck.
Yeah, I'm like, nope, that's not going to help. I'm just going to leave and let that be. And I thought I had let it be until I saw they actively advertised the bamboo directly after I left. Because based on the timestamp of the post versus when we left, when I got home, I looked at it and went, fuck, that was all me.
We got some white people that shop here. Yo, we got bamboo. Throwing that out there randomly.
If you want to be, we'll be ethnic today with your very own pot of bamboo. Oh.
Hell yeah.
I mean, what a way to end the episode.
Right. Oh, my alarm's
like
going
children.
Off too.
Hey, well, perfect fucking timing. Now we can switch over and we can do a little streaming. I'm thinking a little Wheel of Fortune.
Dope.
Little Jackbox.
Dope.
Hot chai latte.
Hot chai latte. We're going to get into. We're going to get into the.
I'm glad. Well, I'm not glad. I was hoping someone would be like latte. Really?
Balloon boobs.
I don't, dude. After enough customer service, somebody can look me straight in the eye and go espresso, and I would just be like, yeah, sure, whatever.
I didn't even work at any. Never mind. Moving on.
We're done. You're like, I am mad for everyone who has ever heard that.
Same. Eat the rich, everybody. See you guys.
And eat the rich.
With some salt.
Absolutely. With some salt. Don't overhydrate. Be good.
But do hydrate.
Yes.
Don't underhydrate.
Hydrate properly.
Yeah, yes. Have the right amount of hydration.
Know thyself, and you'll misquote what I just said.
Exactly.
Men who go to bed with itchy bum wake up a smelly finger, Confucius say.
Yep.
Okay.
In bed.
In bed.
It's easy.
Dope.
Like...
Christopher Lambert here. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Discount Podcast. If you like this show, tell a friend about us and be sure to rate and review us on whatever platform you are listening on. It's the best way to help the show be found. Also, be sure to like us on Facebook and join the discussion group at facebook.com/groups/discountpodcast. You can find us on Twitter at Discount Podcast. And Anton is at Grease Whistle. There can only be one. If you want to support the show even further, they have merch at discountpodcast.com, or you can go to patreon.com/discountpodcast, where for just a few bucks a month, you can get extra bonus content, movie commentaries, Mortal Kombat, and ad-free versions of every episode. Good night, NPCs, and thank you.